The evolution of universes? Some physicists have taken this idea even further, to the very limits of science fiction, in asking whether intelligence may have had a hand in designing our universe. In the Guth-Fahri picture, an advanced civilization can create a baby universe, but the physical constants, for example, the mass of the electron and proton, and the strengths of the four forces, are the same. But what if an advanced civilization could create baby universes that differ slightly in their fundamental constants? Then the baby universes would be able to evolve with time, with each generation of baby universes being slightly different from the previous generation. If we consider the fundamental constants to be the DNA of a universe, it means that intelligent life might be able to create baby universes with slightly different DNA. Eventually, universes would evolve, and the universes that proliferated would be those that had the best DNA that allow for the flourishing of intelligent life. Physicist Edward Harrison, building on a previous idea by Lee Smolin, has proposed a natural selection among universes. The universes that dominate the multiverse are precisely those that have the best DNA, which is compatible with creating advanced civilizations, which in turn create more baby universes. Survival of the fittest simply means survival of the universes that are most favorable to producing advanced civilizations. If this picture is correct, it would explain why the fundamental constants of the universe are fine-tuned to allow for life. It simply means that universes with desirable fundamental constants compatible with life are the ones that proliferate in the multiverse. Although this evolution of universes idea is attractive because it might be able to explain the anthropic principle problem, the difficulty with this idea is that it is untestable and unfalsifiable. We will have to wait until we have a complete theory of everything before we can make sense out of this idea. Currently, our technology is far too primitive to reveal the presence of these parallel universes. So all of this would qualify as a Class 2 impossibility. Impossible today, but not in violation of the laws of physics. On a scale of thousands to millions of years, these speculations could become the basis of a new technology for a Type 3 civilization.